Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's a different line than the one for the money. This is the one where you have comments read on the air. You send us your comments, your compliments, your gentle criticisms, whatever it may be. And then we read them back to you. Let's see here. 608 says, every time my seven-year-old hears Leave the Door Open song, he says, that guy's going to get robbed.
Clear, they're lockdown family is what they are, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not supposed to leave your door unlocked, but it happens.
Simple pleasure. Two dogs on my lap while I listen to Sarah and Vinny.
No.
Good morning, Radio Fam. Have you seen the video of the rabid bobcat attack? It's crazy, and the husband is a hero.
What?
And then they give the link. I haven't seen that, but I did this morning, planned a report, and ran out of time. There's a bear that comes into this family's yard, and it's on the, you know, the cameras, so, you know, whatever. They're catching a bear instead of a burglar. But the bear breaks into the house. So you see the bear walk through the yard, and then the bear's in the house, sort of, you know, listening and looking. And then two chicken dogs come running from out of nowhere, yapping the whole way. And you, the bear's seen leaving, and then the bear's seen, you know, outside where it first was seen in the camera. And it's looking back like, are they still coming? And then these two chicken dogs come running from out of nowhere, and this thing takes off. Oh. Giant bear.
Chicken dogs will do the job, huh?
And the bear pees itself.
In the house?
No. Outside when these things come running for it.
I don't want bear pee in the house, I'll tell you.
But I hadn't seen the bobcat attack, but the bear is... Oh, there's the bear. And he's a pinhead, too, by the way.
He's a real skinny little bear.
Oh,
there he is in the house.
He's pear-shaped. Yeah. He's got a big pooper. But total pinhead.
Look at him looking around. Mm-hmm. Is there any audio on this video?
There is.
There's the chicken dogs, too, by the way. They'll come up in a second.
Okay, all right.
He's leaving, and here come the chicken dogs. Now, the real kicker is when they are outside, and the bear's like, whoa.
Uh-oh, right here they come.
Oh, he runs for it.
Oh, they're after him.
Yeah, they chase him right out of there.
They just don't know how in trouble they could be.
You think he'd just open his mouth and let them run right in.
Right. Come on in, guys. Hop in. Plenty of room. Fill up my head for me. He does have a little pinhead.
You guys have any idea how many telemarketers' calls I've answered hoping it was someone from the station telling me I won $1,000? Well, you got to answer your phone.
You got to answer,
though. I don't have any idea.
Oh, is that the rabid?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, my God. So this is in North Carolina.
I don't get it. So they're getting in their car.
So the bobcat attacks the wife, and he comes around and grabs a bobcat, lifts it over his head, and then tosses it.
Oh, God, look, that thing is scratching at him. Is that, that cat has a tail. I'm going to say not a bobcat.
Well, that's what it's
I'm going to say Maine coon cat.
Well,
it's a big fluffy tail. Bobcats have a little bobtail.
You don't know. What do you know?
Yeah, Bob.
By the way, you know
tail.
They bob the tails on
boxers.
No, on the dog I have. What do I have? An Australian Shepherd. They bob the tail.
You have a bob tail?
Like and we see this little nub. Like it's full. It's not. It doesn't have all its hair, which will eventually cover the little nub. So you see this little thing going dee 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 dee. It's happy.
It's wagging. It's waggling.
It's
but it's
wagging
like a little.
What should be a tail?
And that's so sad.
It is sad. We absolutely wish that the tail was still there. You just see this little nub going dee.
Tails can cause damage though. You know, you ever get whipped in the face with a tail? I'm sure
whatever.
You have.
It's sad to see his little nub.
It is.
Her little
nub.
Well,
I'm sure it hurt, right? A little nubbin. It's sad. You know what's sad? Because they express themselves with their tail. They really do wag that tail. And then if they just have like a little nub, it's like they have to nub it furiously. You know?
OMG. I can't stop laughing. You guys totally make every morning. You're not a simple pleasure. You're a great pleasure for me, like food is to Sarah and Bryn.
Yeah, baby. Food.
Can't be that good.
Yeah, it can. Slurp it up. Slurping
I love out. Bryn. I was singing Take a Chance on Me by ABBA, and then he played it. Oh, Bryn is the bestest. Happy Friday. Hope you all get laid, because I will be. Oh, the simple pleasures.
Oh, so simple. Bryn is a simple pleasure. I get a lot of joy from Bryn.
Thanks.
Like, send me random thoughts, random pictures of his avocados or what he's got going on in his greenhouse. I love it.
My Uncle Marvin made a bridge jump in his 1977 Pontiac Trans Am in Alameda, California. It's one of our family's favorite stories.
Oh,
love you guys. Happy Friday.
He made a bridge jump. Don't make bridge jumps, please, people.
Unless you know you can
don't
make
tell
it.
People no. what to do, Sarah.
Don't, no, just don't. Because honestly,
just don't tell people what to do.
If it ends badly, now you're the village idiot. Instead of the town's hero.
925 says, I've wanted to jump a drawbridge for years.
God.
510 says, yes, 76 years old and want to jump a bridge, but I won't.
Because I'm too smart for that, I think is the rest of that sentence.
No,
there's plenty of things people want to do. I want to go to Mars, but will I? Probably not. You know, why take that chance? Here, there's no air. Cold there. Thanks,
what?
Nikki. I see I'm getting a laugh from Nikki. I appreciate that.
I just like how you put your hood on right when you're just like cold
well, it's
air.
Cold. I was like, it's freezing. Cold I better warm up. Better warm up. Because I have to go to Mars.
Yeah, you're just prepping. I get it.
Simple pleasure, the lost 30.
Really? The lost 30? I feel like that's the tired break.
Simple pleasure, getting at least 6 hours of sleep when you have little ones that wake you up through the night usually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sleep when you got little kids. Really, even not even forget 6 hours. Any amount of sleep is always welcome.
Simple pleasure, sitting in the sun, finishing a great book. Yeah, that was on the list. I always feel down when I finish a book, though.
I do, too.
Clean sheets with freshly shaved legs.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yes.
Oh, is that part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Clean sheets and like a scrub-down shower where you shaved everything off and you just...
And you're all like nicely like lotioned up.
Yeah, or, yeah. It's all absorbed.
And it's just
it's not
all
sticking.
Soft.
Oh,
oof.
So good. Mm. Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Mm.
My
just got a vaccine appointment in San Jose. I am amazed. I thought this would take forever. Used myturn.ca.gov.
I think that's what we used too. John immediately got the kids' appointments. It was great. Everyone's getting it. You should too.
925 says, stream Alice. Don't shut Alice off. Uh-oh, are you guys at risk? I'm trying hard to make sure you're on all the time. No, just keep us on all the time.
Yeah. And, we don't wanna, for the record, we don't want to say we're at risk, but please listen a little longer. Just a little
there
longer.
There you go.
Please well listen.
Very well played.
Listen a little longer. Come back one more time throughout the day. That'd be great.
Right. Good morning, y'all. The highest G on a piano is a G7, so a G10 is 3 octaves above that. OFOC.
So that lady, where was she from? El Salvador
Brazil.
Or something? Oh, Brazil. Mm-hmm. So she was doing a G10. Can you play that for me? I want to test that on my piano.
Oh, the okay. Let me see.
Play it. I want to hear if my G is higher than that G. because it doesn't feel like a G10. Like a G10 seems like Vinny said, like dog whistle high.
Yeah, it's not even useful just because she can do it. Okay, great. Now what?
Well, Mariah, you know, all those whistly notes. I love those.
Yeah, but those were
notes.
Good songs that, you know.
Okay, get me the note.
Oh,
jeez. Is she going to try it? Are you going to try it?
I'm going to try it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to hit it on my piano.
Oh, boy. Well, oh, you have a piano the whole time right there?
It's over here in the dining room. Hold on. Can you hear this?
No.
Yeah, but it's going to be.
Yeah, we can hear it.
That's the highest G on the piano on an actual
piano. So that's
piano
the G7.
Keyboard. I feel like she wasn't that high.
Let's see here.
But two octaves above that.
Greta is like Grace Slick and Robert Plant had a love child.
I don't know. I mean, I want to love Greta Van Fleet.
Saw Greta Van Fleet at the Masonic a couple years ago, and they totally rock live.
All right. I want to like them.
After teaching from home for the past year, I am back to my morning commute to school from Capitola to Saratoga. And it's so nice to hear you guys on my drive every morning. I've Yay. Missed my drive time with you, and I'm so happy to have you back in my morning routine. OFC, you missed a letter, but okay. Driving and texting, it's hard.
Overwhelming effing concern.
Sure. That is one of the weird things, how someone who, if you're not in the habit of listening at home, or you don't have, you know, and you just, yeah. you get back in your car and all of a sudden the routine you had is like,
oh yeah, I used to
these
like
guys.
This. Yeah.
And they've been
We've
there
been
the whole
here
time.
The whole time. We were lonely and you forgot about us. Please listen to us.
Yeah, be back, would you?
Yeah, come on back.
We're ready to be back. Was Vinny right, saying he boned the guy from Tears for Fears? Nice.
No, I didn't. What do you have for me? You got the G?
The G10. Here, listen to this.
Okay, never mind. I think that is higher. Could you hear the note I played on the piano? Yeah, that is definitely sounds like a tea kettle whistling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could hear it, but I don't know. G10. You can keep it.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Brazilian lady, on the other hand. Hey, how you doing? You know, she's Brazilians. Not, they're hot.
This particular chick, though, I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, Brazilians, they're all, you know, tan.
She's
going to
squeak
oily,
in your ear when she...
Tiny little swimsuits.
When you get her any place, you're going to be sorry.
And they definitely do all the stuff.
There she is.
Brazilians right? do, I mean. Yikes.
Your tea's ready.
Yeah.
Come on.
Loving the new Offspring, yes to rock and real instruments.
Yeah, that's what I like. I didn't like that remake of their other song, though.
During the shelter in place, we put out bird and hummingbird feeders in the backyard and watched them go crazy. It was fun to watch for the kids to match them to what we could find online. Oh, the bird watching. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Hi, Sarah. Do you think Johnny Mosley would do The Masked Singer?
Sure. I bet he would. He loves singing. Like, if you want to get Johnny in a good mood, John always plays, like, some old rock song for him, and Johnny is all in. He looks the lyrics right up and just starts singing it. I think we did Immigrant Song this week.
Mm-hmm. Guess what song is stuck in my head all day, every day?
What song?
Let's see.
What are you supposed to guess?
PeterGlenn.com.
No. Oh, nobody. Not. What?
That's stuck in my
Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in Middle America. Love you guys.
Oh, that's sweet. Somewhere in Middle America, get right to the heart of matters. It's the heart that matters more. I think you better turn your ticket in.
I like them. I know they're, you know.
No, they're not anything. They're great. I love
Counting Crows. I agree.
I am on record. Counting Crows have some great songs.
You know what song I still, if it comes on, I turn it up. And I listened to the whole damn thing. Is the first song that they had as a hit, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, great tune.
Mm. I'll turn it up every time.
He has some of the most unique. I'm sure I've said this before. His phrasing on stuff. You try to sing one of those songs for karaoke. Good luck with that. He's great. Like he's just got the so good.
Mm-hmm.
See,
go on,
I missed
Sarah.
It. I missed it.
Let's hear it. Cut up. Maria.
hard though. That part's easy. That was an easy part. You gotta try and do it without him guiding you along with his lyrics.
Good cup of coffee while listening to the morning show. Simple pleasures, everyone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for every minute you give us. Now give us more.
Lots more. Tell your friends. And when they ask why, I don't tell them. Just because. My fiance works for FedEx in Sacramento. Package handlers in warehouse have to leave their cell phones in lockers, but managers have cell phones on them. Okay, so a manager would be able to call police for help, but still none of these people are able to tell their family, I wasn't shot, I'm okay, or whatever, which is what went down in Indianapolis last night, apparently. Mm.
Horrible.
The one-armed chicken wing flap works just as good as a windmill, and you might not accidentally hit a bystander or throw your arm out of the socket. Yeah, this is fine.
Just keep it flexing. Keep it flexing.
After you get your vaccine.
Yeah.
Just stay busy. Oh, everyone say hi to Jason Cisco. They're listening. Him and
Cisco!
His wife Denise.
Cisco!
Oh,
hi, guys. Jason.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
They're listening on the Odyssey app, everyone.
Odyssey. Wow, that's a pretty good logo. Or whatever tagline.
I really like our color, too. Orange. It's nice.
Odyssey.
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 Let's see. A lot of people wrote in about the FedEx thing. Apparently, that's their standard deal.
Yeah.
You can't have your phone on you.
Well, they do want, they want you to work.
Well, I understand.
And they probably also don't want you taking any pictures of stuff.
You hear them say that, don't have your phone on when you're on the plane, and then you look over and everybody's got their phone on. So come on. Yep.
What are you trying to crash us? Don't you know that interferes with the workings of the plane? Mm-hmm, don't you care?
Someone wrote in and said that LeVar Burton starts hosting Jeopardy next week. What's his bucket's time is up.
Yeah. But as far as a final answer for the... for who the new host will be, we have no idea.
This is our last text for now. We'll be back on Monday. But hey, Vinny, please, can you guys get Coco to talk more? I've been listening to you and Sarah for years now, and I just love Coco's voice. She has a very beautiful and humbling voice pleasure. Please, please.
Okay, I'll do that.
How about your final thoughts for today?
Right. Wrap it up. Wrap up the whole...
It was a nice... Yeah, go, Vinny.
Go on.
Oh, it was a good Friday show. I kept laughing, but I had my mic off, so how helpful was that? So,
why don't you turn on the mic more, a little more?
Oh, because I'm doing some other things, on the computer, so I'm afraid the sound's going to carry, being mindful.
While we're on the closing thoughts for the week, I really liked that Bryn had a sister on yesterday,
me
and
too.
I thought about her a couple times and thought, I hope she's okay.
Yeah, did you talk to her? We didn't ask you.
You know what?
That.
I haven't. She's swamped. I mean, she
was
on meetings.
Well, with a title like that, she better be.
She was on meetings all day, so I haven't talked to her since her appearance yesterday.
Well, tomorrow we should.
But
mention
she did
this.
Tell me to thank you guys, so I think that she had a good time and she's happy to be a part of
tomorrow.
You think, but you don't know.
I don't know.
No,
I don't
know. He's making that up entirely.
No, well, she did say thank you.
What a liar.
Tell Sarah and Vinny I said thank you is what she said to me.
Well, tell her thank you for being on. Tomorrow, Civic Center Plaza at 12 to 2. It's the Stand Together SF, right? Is that it? StandTogetherSF.org. You can find all the information. But it's a big deal, especially in Bryn's family. And they want to have some good
turnout. It's a big deal for everybody.
Sure. It's a big deal for the city.
We want everybody to stand together.
Yeah. I meant more like because your sister came on.
Oh, I guess so. That's true.
All right, back to you, Nicole. What's the closing thought? We're going to let you have the final thought.
Oh, yeah, Nicole.
It was just a good Friday, and here's to the weekend.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, I hope you have the greatest weekend of all time.
Oh, wait, I mean, I hope you do, too.
Thank you. Right back at you.
I hope that the game that I told you about goes well because I feel like you're setting me up to really take a hit at your next party.
Oh, you're fully getting blamed.
I don't like it.
So Vinny was talking about this escape room game. It's called Unlock. I bought the first three escape rooms. They're in a pack of three. And I guess once you've done them, you can hand them to other families and they can enjoy them. It looks good. I read the box. We're going to actually cut the thing open and get the app that you need for it, and we're going to try it. And if it doesn't work out, I'm calling you.
I don't like it. Can't you just practice for a minute first?
You can't. I can't look, because if I see the cards, then I'll be forewarned about some of the puzzles and stuff. It's an escape room, Vinny.
All right.
So I'm really excited about it. I love an escape room, and, you know, pretty soon we'll be able to go to escape rooms again. Although, here's the thing about escape rooms. It's not like they go, there's all these things you have to touch and manipulate, and there's all kinds of people's filth on those. Now I'm all paranoid about germs.
I thought viruses don't live on surfaces.
Don't ask me. It looks disgusting. Not going anywhere.
I really had fun with it. I hope you guys do too, but I'm not, I don't have any, I just don't want everyone to be like, Vinny, that mother bleeper. This is not a fun party because of him.
Tell you what, we'll send you a video, no matter how we feel, win or lose. If we love the game or hate the game, we'll send you a video of our thoughts. Mm. Sound good?
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully that makes your weekend. It doesn't ruin it.
Okay, I'm going to run out of here and jump in the ocean now. Bye.
All right, we are going to be doing a happy hour on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page around 5 o'clock tonight. We have a very special surprise guest. V. Hale is up next. Jane, of course, is going to rock your afternoon, and we'll check it back here. Oh, and tomorrow morning, we're on 6 to 10 a.m. Right. It's a Saturday morning special. Sarah and Vinny, 6 days a week now. You're welcome. Please listen longer. See you on Monday. Bye.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.